With increasing alarm about the spread of COVID in residential aged care, the shortage of nursing home staff and the level of booster protection for the elderly, there's now real fear about the adequacy of palliative care services for the terminally ill and those needing advanced care. Even before the pandemic, the demand for palliative care in Australia has been growing at a rapid rate, with an ageing population and increasing levels of chronic illness. The lack of palliative care has been especially felt in rural and regional areas, and this latest COVID surge hasn't helped. Professor Meera Agar is the Board Chair of Palliative Care Australia, and I spoke to her earlier.
So we know that probably another 50% of people who would benefit from palliative care are currently missing out. And we know in the next 20 to 30 years, we're going to see an increase, almost a doubling of the number of people who would benefit from palliative care.
What does that mean for end of life?
So palliative care provides holistic integrated care to allow people to live well with a chronic and progressive disease. So that means that there will be people living with unrelieved symptoms, people who have goals and wishes about those important things that they would want to achieve in those last months of their life, that for reason of lack of support or unrelieved symptoms and without the supports in their environment are unable to achieve those. And so that impacts the quality of life of the person themselves, but also the legacy and the memory of those last days for the people left behind.
So people are dying in pain.
And so unrelieved symptoms, yeah. Exactly, and also the physical care and the support that people need to remain in their homes, that also can be lacking as well.
There's been some discussion amongst healthcare workers about palliative care plans being delayed by a matter of weeks. How important is that when you're talking about palliative care with families and individuals?
Yeah, timeliness is really critical. You may identify an emerging problem in the afternoon, and really you need to be responding within that evening. Otherwise, people do end up in an emergency department before the morning. And so responding rapidly when new problems arise, but even more importantly, what palliative care services do is forward thinking. They think about what problems may arise and have a very comprehensive plan in place that the person's GP, their primary nurses in the community can enact if those issues arise. And so that forward planning rather than just crisis responsiveness is as important. And if you haven't had that forward planning, then that's when those crises and unexpected issues arise, especially after hours.
I'm wondering whether there are particular concerns about people who are in residential aged care and their access to palliative care when there are big outbreaks and there are lockdowns and there are staff shortages because of illness and furloughs.
So what we do know is that many people in residential aged care, by the nature of the illnesses that they have and the level of care that they need, are experience a palliative diagnosis on entry to a residential care facility or during their time. And so we do know that even in normal times, that the access to staff who have a good understanding of palliative care and can provide that within the facility is not as adequate as is required to meet that need. And then there are people with more complex needs who then require access to specialist care. And so really what we need is some competency in the staff that work within residential care to be able to provide palliative care for people with less complex needs, be able to have conversations and plan care based on that person's preferences and values, and then be able to know when they need access to specialist support. And along with that, there are access to medicines and all the required supports to enact those palliative care plans as they're developed for each individual. And so availability of medicines and planning for that is another crucial aspect, unlike a hospital where you would have that in the imprest. It's something that has to be planned for and be available within the facility. So there's several levels within residential care that need improvement.
Whose responsibility is it to make the palliative care accessible and competent and enabled, I suppose?
So I think, you know, for palliative care is a whole of healthcare issue, because we have some services such as aged care and community care that's under the Commonwealth jurisdiction, and then we have specialist services and inpatient services that sit within hospitals and state jurisdiction. And so what we really know about palliative care is that we need all of those elements, and we need all of those to be working in an integrated, coordinated way. And that's why we're really asking for a coordinated national approach to the delivery of palliative care, to make sure that people don't fall between the gaps or miss out.
You said about 50% don't get it. So do you think that's a result of COVID, or do you think that that was the baseline before the pandemic?
That was the baseline before the pandemic, and we have that projected population growth in the next coming decades that will need to be met as well. The universal messages that we're hearing is that the demand for community-based palliative care is increasing. And when people are imminently dying within the sort of inpatient and hospital setting, and that has been very distressing in terms of people not being able to see their loved ones before they die. I think what we've seen is an impact both on those who have had COVID or were dying of COVID, but also those who had other illnesses. And so the impact has been across the board.
Palliative Care Australia Chair, Professor Marie Mira Agar.